called the dark store loophole that allows big box stores to say their property tax values are half of what the local governments say they are, as they allow comparable valuation on buildings that are no longer stores, hence the name dark store. The city of Rhinelander has had challenges under the loophole, the latest being with Menards. Supervisor Alex Young, also a Rhinelander City Council member, says legal firms are coming forward with offers.
This has become a big enough issue now that I love lawyers, but there are firms and consultants that specialize in this and do it on somewhat of a contingency basis where they say, we'll come in and we'll look at your tax situation, we'll find you a loophole, and we won't get paid unless we get a refund check or save you some money. And so this issue is expanding. We've currently got this situation with Menards in the city.
Young says the loophole allows a greater tax burden to be shifted to others.
Right now, the burden in terms of property taxes for the state is 70% of that burden is on residential homeowners. Every time that one of these tax strategies becomes popular, it shifts the burden further to residential homeowners. The argument here is that that's just fundamentally unfair.
The city of Rhinelander passed a similar resolution. The board unanimously passed a resolution asking the legislature to close the loophole. Indiana and Michigan legislatures have passed similar changes. Ken Krall, WXPR News.